Let's go around the NFL with Fred Landry and Lopez. You are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Final hour of the program, everybody. Glad to have you on board. This is In the Loop. That's Landry, John Lopez, Figgy Fig on WatchingTheLoop.com. And, of course, the one, the only, in studio as he is each and every Thursday, courtesy of Tom Peacock Cadillac, the one, the only, Mr. Henry Tomas. Henry.
Yes, sir.
You got in right when we mentioned the thing about our boy, Willie McGinnis, talking about this Texans D-line.
Yes.
We'll get into that just here in just a few. But a lot of the news that's been made over these past few days is DJ Swearinger spent 2 years here with the Houston Texans, as you well remember. Mm-hmm. And a lot has been said about how he did not like B.O.B., said that, you know, Kubiak let him do his thing, and then Bill O'Brien came in, chewed him out in front of everybody during, like, a, I guess a defensive back drill, or maybe it was when he was watching film. I guess he was trying to say something about a blitz, something like that. Either way, he got chewed out and didn't appreciate it, and of course, he's now gone on Instagram and said something, but didn't say anything yesterday with the local, well, not with the local.
Well, he's supposed to talk today, too, but yeah.
So he's going to talk today to actual reporters.
So he went on to say he got chewed out.
Yeah, that he didn't like that B.O.B. was unprofessional in how he treated him.
Really? Did you mess up on film? Because that's unprofessional when you mess up while he's watching.
Yeah.
So the coach's job is to correct that any way necessary. Apparently it stuck with you. Sound like it did. Sound like it worked.
Well, apparently when they cut it, but I guess the other caveat to that story is that when they cut him, B.O.B. said he would not be in this league 3 years max.
And how long has it been?
It's been
six.
Four?
Well,
yeah,
four
yeah,
more.
Since then. Yeah, he's been at four or five since then.
So
he's in year seven.
So we have proof that B.O.B. told him that? Or he's just saying that's
B.O.B.,
what he said.
That's what he's saying. B.O.B. said, I don't know what he's talking about.
I wouldn't say nothing like that. I would never tell a person they won't. I mean, you can't tell anybody how long. I mean, I know guys been in the league when I played. I mean, we had one guy that was just a long snapper. We got some offensive guys hurt in a game. He was like, man, I ain't going out there. It's like, wait a minute, you're a guard, right?
I'm a snapper.
I snap the ball. I mean, he wouldn't even practice with the other team. All he did was snap the ball, and I was like, that's a good gig to have.
You're darn right it is. John Weeks right here, man.
So, do you read anything into that? But think about it this way, though. This is now the second time in the last few weeks where we've heard from somebody.
And Brandon Brooks, back in the day, a couple of years ago, said that.
Brandon Brooks said it was miserable playing under Bill O'Brien. Case Keenum said in his book that B.O.B. told him he'd never be more than a third-string quarterback. And now we're hearing from DJ Swag saying that B.O.B. told him that you won't last in this league 3 more years.
Okay, well, some guys, I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, I don't see those. What if those guys, I mean, was he wrong?
Well, he was wrong on Brandon Brooks and probably wrong on Case Keenum.
Brandon Brooks, we don't know. Because all that Brandon Brooks said was just miserable playing under
him. Well,
that's just
true. I think his numbers were off on Keenum. I mean, second string.
Well, I know. But the guy got paid and he took the team to an NFC championship.
Absolutely.
Game.
Should have been pulled out with the other guy.
No,
anyway,
I get that. But I'm saying Keenum took it upon himself to prove him wrong.
Okay.
Well, here's my point with you on that is I get what you're saying. Coaches can be, they have different strategies, different styles or whatever. But guys are looking to put a chip on their shoulder no matter what.
No matter what, especially when it gets your old team. I mean, there's so many things that, like when I left Minnesota and went to Detroit, which was unheard of at the time, how do you guys let him go into the same division? Mm-hmm. And when we came to play Minnesota, I mean,
I was all about it.
I was like, Warren, we made nice while we were, I'm coming to get you. And it was, you just want to show, I'm still good. I can still play.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was no one said anything other than,
But you had a chip on your shoulder just because you were traded.
Coming back, I love Minnesota. I mean, I still do. And when I was coming back, every time I came back, I came to show my ass. I was like, you guys going to remember me.
How did you play?
Very well, actually. Mm-hmm. Very well.
Did you guys win?
We split with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
We lost one at home and won one in Minnesota, which was really great.
All right, let me ask you
a couple sacks.
Let me ask you this. We talked about this with, and of course, you've watched the Texans all season long and you've seen how they've won games these last few weeks before the bye week anyway. Just, I mean, outside the Miami game, and that game was as much about Miami just breaking down defensively as it was anything the Texans did offensively, but they took advantage of it. Let's make no mistake about it. But they've won in some ugly, their very ugly fashion, since the Cowboy game, right?
Okay.
And we had John McClain on Tuesday, and one of the things he said is he expects the Texans to keep playing that way. I disagree with that. I think you can't afford – I mean, listen, I get it. You're going to run the ball. That's what B.O.B. does. But Deshaun Watson, he's not here to just hand the ball off and just run, you know, just game, be a game manager. I think you have to unload with Deshaun, and what better way to do it than coming off the bye with everybody healthy against a team that's 25th against the pass.
Well, the thing about them, the run is going to set all that up for them. They got to be able to run the ball to get those linebackers to start playing up. I mean, when we have, when Fuller was there, you saw the effect of him being able to go deep and you miss an entire wide open star receiver in Hopkins because everybody saw the speed. And, but the run is going to take a lot of that way. It's going to start bringing those linebackers closer to the line. Mm-hmm. And those shorter intermediate routes, I heard you guys talk about the Thomas tight end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Thank you.
The tight ends are going to be, with them running the ball like that, the tight ends are going to start being a bigger part of the passing
game. And I want him to be the guy.
Yes.
I think Ryan Griffin is just, you know, he's serviceable.
He's what he is.
Thank you.
He's serviceable.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for playing.
Right. He doesn't do anything except, he can't block. I mean, he's good, not great as a receiver. Now, here's the other thing, though, too, and Landry's been big on this, and I think we're all waiting to see because we've seen what he's done when he's available, but that's when he's available, is Kiki Coutee and how much of a factor he's going to be in this offense.
I don't know. I got to see him on the field. I mean, I seen him the one time, and he was great, but I haven't seen anything since then.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking leading up, like the first game, phenomenal. Got him back in, did some great things. Then the next game, and then he's hurt. And I'm thinking, was he hurt from that first game and trying to work through it those next two?
Because he was not the same guy those next two games.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking the first coming back got him injured, and then he tried to fight through it and play through it, and it never gave him an opportunity to get back. So I'm hoping to see what we saw in his first game.
No, I certainly hope so. And this,
because he's been out, what, 3 weeks now?
He's been out consistent.
It's been at least 3 or 4 weeks. And the thing of it is, too, is that don't shoot. Now, let me ask you this, because the one thing that when Will Fuller's on this offense, all right, I mean, to me, he might be damn near your MVP, only because, and that's not taking anything away from DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, let's be honest, we know who the real MVP is. But MVP in the sense that because he opens up so many more things on that football field.
Right.
How much does it bother you that they don't have that guy right now to, quote unquote, take the top of the defense, but you still got two damn good receivers in Demaryius Thomas and DeAndre, obviously.
That's your caveat to that, is you got two great, you know, pass route runners, guys that know how to separate. I mean, they've been in the league a long time, can get open in space. All you have to do is find them, and they're going to catch the ball. Having that third guy to stretch out the defense and get the safeties back is great. But now you got another guy to put in there. Now to save, you know, a couple of look-offs, take care of a safety. You know, you look this way and he starts fading and you go to the open guy. But to have two guys instead of just one guy and two, what do you call them? Schmuckatellas?
Is that Joe Schmuckatellas?
Yes, the other two Joe Schmuckatellas. Now you got two legitimate receivers that's going to make something
on
happen.
On top of Hopkins.